from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. The presidential candidates are both seeing red today, with big events in red states that Republicans have carried for years. That's good news for Barack Obama. He was on offense in Missouri and drew his biggest stateside crowd of the campaign, more than 100,000 people. That's not so good news for John McCain. He's trying to get back in the game with stops in North Carolina and Virginia. In a few minutes, we'll check in with our reporters traveling with each candidate. First, though, we'll turn to another state that President Bush carried in 2004, Ohio. There, hundreds of volunteers are pounding pavement, dozens of attack ads jam the airwaves, and both sides are battling in court over hundreds of thousands of disputed names newly added to the voter rolls. One lawsuit made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, and that decision spurred another lawsuit last night. My colleague, Andrea Seabrook, paid a visit to the woman in the center of the storm.
Ohio's Secretary of State, Jennifer Bruner, is deep into the weeds of this election.
So you're saying that by attaching this little particle or piece here, that will stop the notification?
Bruner is meeting with the Ohio Board of Voting Machine Examiners, discussing an electrical part the size of two grains of salt.
What it does is this resistor absorbs these fluctuations in the...
Adding this piece to electrical voting systems will help one of Ohio's 88 counties on election night. Sounds small, but it's a big deal. In 2004, there were allegations of voting machine problems, fraud, missing votes, and some Ohioans stood in line for hours trying to cast their ballots. Bruner does not want to let that happen again. That's why she's so tightly focused on the details.
Elections are the way that we actually do democracy. This is how people have their say, how they're able to render their opinion. And when we talk about due process is the way by which we protect fundamental rights.
Now, the Secretary of State's job is not all lofty goals and high-mindedness. It is increasingly an isolated, embattled position in this state. Bruner is a Democrat. Her predecessor, Kenneth Blackwell, is a Republican. Both have been accused by their political foes of using their position to swing the outcome of elections. Blackwell in 2000 and 2004, now Bruner this year.
What we have in 2008 is probably the most partisan Secretary of State in the history of Ohio.
Kevin DeWine is the deputy chairman of the Ohio Republican Party.
There's a whole systematic breaking down of election safeguards that has been brought onto the system by Secretary of State Bruner. I think at the end of the day, what she's trying to do is set up an election that will benefit her party and her candidate.
The GOP has filed 8 different lawsuits against Bruner. They allege she's kept party observers from early polling stations, that she's made it easier for people to vote fraudulently by allowing registration and absentee voting on the same day. And in the most contentious lawsuit so far, the Ohio Republican Party accuses Bruner of not doing enough to make sure voters are who they say they are. A short step away, says DeWine, from letting people vote multiple times.
She has been derelict in her duties in providing the necessary voter registration validations back to the county boards of elections. By doing so, she's at fault here. By not providing that information, she's creating the opportunity for those fraudulent voter registrations to become validated and for fraudulent votes to take place on Election Day.
It's a lot of rhetoric with not a lot of solid evidence or even flimsy evidence to back it up.
Back in Secretary Bruner's office, she bristles at the idea that she is using the state's election laws to help the Democratic Party. She points out that she is a former judge, and she says her first allegiance is to the law.
What do you think of all these lawsuits? What's going on here in Ohio?
Ohio's always been a battleground state, and for both of the presidential campaigns, it appears that they believe that it's essential that they win Ohio. When Republicans see a lot of voters registered to vote and a high turnout, the immediate fear seems to be that there will be voter fraud. The Democrats tend to think that the Republicans want to suppress votes because when the voter turnout is high, they believe that it benefits Democrats. So as Secretary of State, I'm in the middle a lot of times with both sides mad at me.
For example, While her staff was in and out of court this week, fighting the Republican Party's claims that she's not doing enough to verify voters' identities, Bruner was slapped with another lawsuit, this one from a homeless advocacy group, claiming that making voters show ID at all is unconstitutional. But being in the middle of these fights does not mean she's nonpartisan. Jennifer Bruner is a Democrat.
That's the party I've been affiliated with since about the time I was able to vote.
Do you support Barack Obama?
I don't support any presidential candidate. Frankly, I really have less concern about which candidate wins, and my greatest concern is that we run a good election in Ohio.
But what's to stop you from siding on all of these issues in a way that helps your party?
Looking at myself in the mirror in the morning.
For now, at least, Bruner has the United States Supreme Court on her side. Just yesterday, it overturned an appeals court decision and ruled that the law doesn't allow the Ohio GOP to sue Bruner to force her to verify the identities of newly registered voters. Other suits are pending, and the legal battles will undoubtedly lead to more twists and turns right up to Election Day. But Bruner says ultimately she's focused on those nitpicky little details, the things that, after the election, will ultimately determine whether the vote in Ohio was trustworthy and fair.
Did the polls open on time? Were the poll lists ready? Were they complete? How long were the lines? Were voters treated courteously? Did they understand their ballot? Essentially, what was the individual experience of Ohio voters?
Coming in to vote this morning, sir?
An early voting station in Columbus, Ohio. Brian Weinstein is handing out sample Democratic tickets to a steady trickle of voters going to cast early ballots. I talked to several of them, like Alexandra Fincher. She's voting early because she says Election Day 2004 was a mess.
There was a huge number of folks that was still in lines after 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Something happened to the machines or not enough machines, so that's why I wanted to get it out the way.
Do you trust the vote in Ohio?
Good question. Nope. No, especially the absentee ballots. That I don't trust.
My name is Muhammad Aslam.
Do you trust that all the votes will be counted and everything will go smoothly this year?
No, because I don't think they want a change, okay?
How about you? Tell me your name.
I'm Kevin Brammer.
Do you trust the vote in Ohio?
You want to, because if you don't, then your systems completely fall apart, and what do we have if you don't trust it?
So the jury is still out on Ohio's election, in more ways than one. Voters still aren't sure whether they can trust their state's process, and the two parties are still battling out the details of that process in the courts. Despite all the doubts and the partisan friction here in Ohio, Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner says she's ready for November 4th. And both sides say they're prepared for November 5th, too, if the contest moves out of the polling stations and into the courts. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.